Thailand's Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat yesterday traveled to the troubled southern region of the country, where ongoing clashes between Muslim militants and Thai security forces have left more than 400 people dead so far this year. Most of Thailand's 6 million Muslims live in the south, and they claim a long history of discrimination by the country's Buddhist majority government in Bangkok. Thaksin has flooded the region with both economic aid and troops in a campaign he describes as the Velvet Glove and the Iron Fist. NPR's Michael Sullivan has more from Bangkok.
Outside a Buddhist temple along the busy Chao Phraya River, children play in the courtyard while orange-robed monks prepare for an upcoming festival. The temple is just around the corner from a mosque that serves the tiny Muslim minority here. One of the monks, Prakru, has lived at the temple for more than 30 years. He says he is saddened by the situation in the south and hopes for a peaceful resolution, one that accommodates both the Muslims and the Buddhists in the three southern provinces. I don't think using force is going to make things better, he says. It's like pouring gasoline on a fire. If the government looks for a peaceful solution, things can get better. Otherwise, he says, things will only get worse. His seems the minority view among Thailand's Buddhist majority. At a busy boat stop along the river, most commuters interviewed said they favor less of the velvet glove and more of the iron fist. I believe we should use force, this woman Ai says, so we can get rid of the problem once and for all. If force is used, then they will be afraid and they will stop, she says. If not, this conflict will drag on forever. I think the military way is the only way, says this man, Yan Yong. They've been killing monks, innocent people, he says. So I think if we want to stop the violence, the military solution is the best. But there have been almost as many Muslims killed as Buddhists, and many of those deaths have come at the hands of security forces. 2 weeks ago, hundreds of Muslim demonstrators were detained by the army, then stacked like cordwood in the backs of trucks for a six-hour journey to an army base. Witnesses say many begged the guards for help but were ignored. At the end of the journey, 78 were dead from suffocation. Thailand's National Human Rights Commission sent a team to the south to investigate. Commissioner Jaran Dittapichai says he was shocked by the hundreds of angry emails and telephone calls generated by that trip.
More than 80-85% were critical of what we were doing, and many accused us of favoring the minority. They said, when Buddhists get killed, you do nothing. But when Muslims are killed, you investigate. They said we don't do anything for innocent people unless they are Muslim.
Dittapichai worries that public opinion is turning not just against the Muslim militants in the south, but Thai Muslims in general, exacerbating an already tense situation. Don Patan is a Thai Muslim and foreign editor of the Nation newspaper in Bangkok.
We have never experienced the kind of tension that you see, the sectarian or the communal clashes that you see in, say, Indonesia or in India, but it can happen here. And I think we're moving in quickly into that direction. It's becoming us and them, you know, Buddhists versus Muslims, and it's quickly turning into that.
To the point where some have argued that the protesters who died in the trucks got what they deserved. If they'd gone home, like the police asked, some Thai Buddhists say, they wouldn't have been detained in the first place. Government spokesman Jacopo Penke says there is no doubt that this accident was what he calls a tragedy, but he says the government will do what's necessary to end the violence in the south.
It's not about Buddhists getting killed or Muslims getting killed. They're both getting killed. It's about innocent people getting killed, and that the government wouldn't stand. People in the south of Thailand belong to Thailand, definitely, and the government has responsibility for their lives and their welfare there. There's no analogy of us against them here. That's what we are trying to do, and this is the approach that we would stick to.
Last week, Thailand's king took the unusual step of asking Prime Minister Thaksin to exercise restraint in dealing with the situation in the south. But in his weekly radio address on Saturday, Thaksin vowed to act more decisively against the militants. Many analysts warn heavy-handed tactics will only serve to alienate more of the region's Muslims and bring new recruits to the militants' ranks. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.